Well, over the past few years on Mother's Day, I chose something that my mother taught me, and I based my message on that lesson. This year, I thought it would be great to hear from a son or a daughter, viewing Mother's Day from a different standpoint. So today, as I said, Justin will join me in sharing about how mothers can shape the faith of their children. Edward Hubble Chapin wrote, "Every action in our lives touches on some chord that will vibrate into eternity." As a mother, a grandmother, an aunt, a sister, or someone who plays a nurturing role in the lives of children and young people, there is no greater action that can be taken than to sow seeds of faith into their lives. Now, when I grew up, belief in God and specifically in Jesus Christ was not an option. And by option, I mean that there was no choice as to whether God existed or not. In our household, faith in God was a given as much as believing that I take my next breath or that the sun would rise the next day. Trusting that God was good and loved us, worship, reading the scriptures, prayer, and loving and serving others as Christ taught were seeds my mom intentionally sowed into my and my brother's lives. I cannot remember a time that God wasn't present in my life. My first significant recollection of praying myself was when I was 4 or 5 years old and our neighbor was supposed to take me trick-or-treating. She was slow arriving, and I prayed and I asked God, "Please, please don't let her forget me. Please let her come." And when she showed up, I thanked God. I believe that God heard and answered my prayer. What my mother taught me, I in turn taught our sons. You know, Ron and I went to seminary in Iowa, in a town called Dubuque. Our town was surrounded by miles and miles of flat cornfields and farmland, with the nearest city being 50 to 60 miles away. Once on one of the coldest days in winter, when it was well below zero, Ron preached at a small country church. It was out in the middle of nowhere, and on the way home, we got a flat tire. And guess what? The jack wouldn't work. There was no one on the road that cold Sunday afternoon, and all we could do was pray. Now, the boys were something like 3, 5, and 6 at that time, and they were sitting in the back of the car, and someone said, "Well, I guess we need to pray," and Josh volunteered. And literally out of the blue, this big, tall white man showed up in this Cadillac, pulled up behind us, pulled these overalls out of the back of his car, put them on, brought a jack, changed our flat tire, got in his car, and left. And when we looked behind to see where he came from, we didn't see him anywhere. My kid said that was an angel. You remember that? That was a lesson early in how our God answers prayer. Psalm chapter 127 verse 4 says, "Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth." It's important to sow seeds of faith into our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, and our nephews, because they are like arrows shot at the enemy. They will go where we cannot. Their lives will touch people that we never will, which is what you said, Sister Barbara, in your children's message. In our scripture today, Paul is writing his second letter to his son in the ministry, Timothy. He is writing from prison and knows that he is nearing the end of his life. Paul commends Timothy for his genuine faith that was first present and nurtured by his mother Eunice and his grandmother Lois. He described it as faith that filled them. And when faith fills our lives, it naturally overflows into the lives of those we have influence over. Paul, serving as a parental figure in Timothy's life, encourages him to fan into flames the spiritual gifts that he has been given to God, that he is called to use in ministry. Now, as mothers and grandmothers and aunties and big sisters and mother figures in the lives of our children, we too can encourage the spiritual growth of those God has given us to love and influence. Now, when a seed is planted, in order for it to truly thrive and grow into a strong plant, it needs good soil. It needs fertilizer. And just the right amount of sun and shade and water. As parents, our job is never complete. It may take on different forms, but our job to plant seeds of faith in our children never ends. Now, sometimes we don't see the seeds that we plant blossom right away. But we trust that God is the one who gives the increase. And even when we don't see it, God is at work. A couple years ago, Justin shared with me that his pastor asked him to share his testimony on Easter Sunday. Afterwards, he emailed me his testimony. And I was overjoyed to read how God had been working in his life and how he expressed his faith in such a powerful way. He is an active participant in his church, Grace City Church. City Grace Church in New York City. He leads a community group, which is like a community Bible study. He has been a leader of Alpha, which is an evangelism program. He has been to Haiti twice doing missions. He is truly an arrow shot at the enemy. He will go where I'll never go. He has access to touch people's lives that I never will have access to. He's my Timothy. Amen. And he has something to share with you this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day. It's kind of ironic what my mom spoke about. But first, I just want to say thank you to my mother and the church for giving me this opportunity to speak to y'all this morning. For those who don't know me, I live in New York City, as my mother says, and I work in the entertainment and tech industry. So basically, I do artsy stuff. And a few weeks ago, my mother came to me and she asked me if I would like to speak to you guys this morning. She did it through Facebook, which is kind of funny, 2017, right? And she asked me to speak, and I asked her, what do you want me to speak about? And she said, pick a scripture and how your mother can influence that. And I was like, all right, so how long do you want me to speak for? And she's like, 15, 20 minutes. And I'm like, okay. So at this point, I was a little uncertain what was going on, because sometimes mothers can be a little deceptive Like they'll ask you to come home to see them, but they really just want you to watch the pets. So I was like, who else is going to be speaking this morning? And she's like, oh, it's just going to be you. And I was like, okay, so like essentially you want me to preach? She's like, yeah. So I was like, I don't know, but I'm glad that she cut it down, that she did the first half, I did the second half. But yeah, this was quite challenging for me. I was thinking and praying about what specifically I wanted to talk about, and I was pretty stumped at first. And as a, you know, being a millennial, what we always do is we go to Google when we don't have the answers. And that actually wasn't that helpful. But as I was thinking, my favorite scripture came to mind, which is Romans 8:28. And it is, and we know in all things God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. My mother gave me that scripture when I was very young, which I believe was spirit-led because it's so relevant to my life, being in New York City and what I do and all the challenges that I've gone through. And even more relevant because, you know, millennials are always considering their purpose and their circumstances. And when I thought about that, Paul wrote that in his letter to the church in Rome, which brings me to my point, which my mother had kind of spoke about, which is also, I think, very spirit-led, is when I think about it, my mother is the Paul in my life, and I am Timothy. And she already spoke about who Paul and Timothy are, but I think that that relationship didn't happen by accident, and it was a very intentional process of Paul seeing Timothy as his spiritual son, and how Timothy became the man that he was in the church. And I think the same way that happened for me, and how my mother is the Paul in my life. So I just want to highlight some of those things. And I think a few of those things is through encouragement, being an example, and giving sound advice. My mother, every morning, she sends me prayers, like two prayers. Like I'll get a text message like 6 o'clock in the morning for prayers. And you know, me, Joshua, and Jonathan are all different places now, different states. And because her direct influence isn't right in front of us anymore, she tries to do what she can to make sure that we're still rooted in scripture and we still know God is a part of our lives. I'm pretty close to my parents, so I talk to them about pretty much everything, all aspects of life for us, like relationships, work, what to do. So what they think and their advice is very influential in my decisions. And as strong as they are in their faith, and being a follower of Jesus Christ, I know that what they're telling me is what God wants me to hear. So I listen very closely to what they tell me. And that those conversations that we've had has had so much influence on the things I do, the involvement in my church. But I think the biggest one for me is my mom just being an example of what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And they've gone through so many different things. You know, my mother, she didn't go to seminary until after my father started seminary. And the challenge of going through that whole process and experience and watching them start a church in Pittsburgh from, you know, nothing, just came up from scratch. And then moving to New York, and then once again, not knowing what to do, and my dad having finding a job, my mom finding a job, and, you know, as far as looking at finances, like, how are we going to get by, like, the next day until God brings us to where we're supposed to go to next? And seeing that throughout all these processes that and experiences, they were always rooted in Christ, and they were always certain, and me being a full-time freelancer, I've experienced a lot of the same things. I don't have a regular 2-week paycheck. I have to look for my own work. I have to, you know, send out invoices, got to make sure it's done. No one's on top of me for it. You know, I have to do, like, all the networking, everything like that. But as stressful as that process can be, I have peace because I know that God is with me, and all the work that I found has not been through my own means. It just, no one comes out of the blue, and I'm just always in prayer. And I learned that from my parents, from my mother, watching her always be rooted in prayer, in God, to know that He's going to pull us through anything. So I just want you guys to consider what it looks like. Who is your Timothy in your life? How you are like Paul. So I just want to say thank you to the mothers, all the mothers in here, even if you don't have actual biological children. I still know that you guys are mentors in people's lives, and you definitely have Timothys in your lives. And I just pray that you can just also tell them that all things work for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Let's pray. Lord, thank you just for giving us an opportunity to come into your presence again this morning. I just pray that what my mother said and what I said can be a blessing to this congregation. I pray that you just fill the mothers in here with your spirit so they can be effective in mentoring the people in their lives. And I just pray that you just bless all the mothers in here and all the people there are also mentoring. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Justin. I didn't tell him what to say. Praise the Lord. It's a blessing to see the work of God in the lives of your children. Amen. Again, there's nothing greater. I think about Phyllis, and I think about when Cameron first came here. And since he's not here, I can say that. and how he was just so quiet, and how you taught him to read, and now he's a straight A student and just so self-assured. And I remember the time that he wanted to be baptized, and he didn't, he wanted to be water baptized. He wanted to be immersed. He didn't want to be sprinkled. Amen. And you made such a difference in his life. Amen. And I think about Elder Naomi and all the different children she's told me that she has mentored, and we see Javante and Jasmine. And see, you don't have to birth a child to be a mother. You just have to sow into their lives. You just have to be there to love them and care for them and to nurture them. And I know that all of you have done that in some way in your sister or brother's life. And as African Americans, we believe in that extended family and gathering around our children so that they can be all that God has meant for them to be. So I praise God for every one of you. And fathers, we're not forgetting you, but it's Mother's Day. Y'all next month. Amen. Praise God for mother.